I'm a fool. I spent years studying the workings of the heart. Yet it seems I still haven't learned a thing. The process of encoding hearts is incalculable. The inhabitants of my twilight town were data created from real hearts. I was convinced that they would think and behave the way I had envisioned, but I couldn't have been more wrong. A heart is so much more than any system. I saw it when Roxas and Kairi crossed paths. I knew, but I was too stubborn to accept it. It's always the same. I try to wrap my mind around things my heart already knows, only to fail. I had so many plans in store, but once Sora was an acting force, they fell apart. All my research amounted to nothing compared with that one boy's heart. Aviola, I deserve as much for failing to see you for the fool you are. Xehanort, foolish apprentice of a foolish man. My disregard brought chaos to more worlds than one. But what were you seeking? You have surpassed nothing, only proved how little we both know. We may profess to know the heart, but its essence is beyond our reach. We're both ignorant, as oblivious as when we began. I'm afraid that any world you try to create, any world of yours, would be an empire of ignorance. I had so many plans in store, but once Sora was an acting force, they fell apart. All my research amounted to nothing compared with that one boy's heart.
Perhaps I wanted to atone for events of the past, even if no apology can undo the harm I have wrought. I felt that I ought to leave at least something behind. A clue, I hope, to finding yourselves or your lost friends in your hour of need. The heart has always been quick to grow. Each exposure to light, to the natural world, to other people, shapes this most malleable part inside of us. Sora was the only one able to return to his human form without destroying his nobody. That is a statement to the love in his heart for other people and the bonds that tie them together. Perhaps he has the power to bring back the hearts and existences of those connected to him, to recreate people we thought were lost to us forever. He has touched countless hearts, and he has saved them. And some of those hearts have never left him, whether they fell into darkness or were trapped there, whether they sleep in the darkness of Sora's heart, or were welcomed into its warmth. They can be saved.
I had so many plans in store, but once Sora was an acting force, they fell apart. All my research amounted to nothing compared with that one boy's heart. So many plans in store, but once Sora was an acting force, they fell apart. All my research amounted to nothing compared with that one boy's heart.
Our most precious treasures, even an empty puppet, the trees of the forest, and the petals on the wind. There are hearts around us everywhere we look. And it does not take superhuman powers to see them. Surely we remember as children The way our hearts made everything seem so shiny and perfect. Sora has a heart like that, uncorrupted, willing to see the good before the bad. When he sees the heart in something, it then becomes real. When a connection seems broken, he may have the power to mend it.
Sora, the rest is up to you.
Alrighty, good tidings, ladies and gentlemen of the Lodge, and welcome back. Today we've got a very exciting episode for all of you, but before we even roll into it, we gotta give a shout out to the Sages of the Lodge. Beautiful names you see on this screen, who are our YouTube channel members, or donate as little as $1 a month to keep my nonsense going. With that said, I see we have a Sage of the Lodge, DJ Ghoul, in the chat. How are we doing, my man? Thank you for dropping in. And speaking of dropping in, we have a very special guest for you all today. Dropping into the Lodge, is Faye Leetzia. Faye, how is it going? Thanks for joining us here today.
Oh.
I had to unmute you. You could just do the video again.
Oh, thank you, Landy, for having me. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
So it was actually your idea to do this topic. I remember I reached out to you, asked you to come back on, and then you were like, hey, what if we do this? And I was telling you in the pre-roll, I'm surprised that I haven't covered this yet, but I guess we were just waiting for you to bring it up. So I think we should just dive right into it.
Sure, let's go.
So let's maybe try to separate some of our wish list from predictions, because I know I have things that I want that are probably not possible, but not impossible. Yeah. And then there's the stuff that I think is guaranteed. Feel free to kick us off on either one. What is something you either predict will show up, or what's like a dream pick for you?
Oh, okay. So one that I sort of predict, I have like two that I would bet on that they're probably going to be in Kingdom Hearts 4. And those two are Moana and Coco. I'm pretty confident on both of them. But my dream one, and I wonder if we'll get into it or not, but my dream one is Brave.
Okay, so I actually want to pick your brain about all of those, but can we start with Coco? Because this is a movie, it's a movie I haven't seen. But I know
I have
not seen Coco or Moana, mind you. I know I'm bad. I'm terrible. But anyway, Coco, I hear that a major theme in Coco is death, and that the themes and sort of the way that movie plays out can play into what's going on with Sora. Is there any further insight you can give beyond just the movie having to deal with the theme of death that you think make it like a shoe-in for Kingdom Hearts?
I feel like there's like a certain moment of the film where it's quite early on in the film, and it doesn't really sort of happen again later on, where the main character, Miguel, he's sort of dead, right? But he has a moment where he can sort of interact with the living. Actually, that does happen at the end of the film as well, when Coco passes on as well. So yeah, it can happen where like the living obviously can't see the dead, but the dead can see the living. There's like two little moments of the film where that can sort of happen. So it could be something really nice where in like Kingdom Hearts 4, Sora might have like a moment where he can sort of see what's happening back in his home world. Obviously, that's not a permanent thing that he could do perhaps, but there could be an inkling of something like that perhaps happening.
Well, I see it kind of like, you know how like Sora appeared in Kairi's dream in Melody of Memory? That's sort of an idea of like the dead being able to interface with the living in some way. Okay, I mean, that's interesting to me, because I think death is going to be a big part of Kingdom Hearts 4. Like, I'm sure you've heard the whole, the symbol for 4 in Japan is very similar to the symbol for death. More points in the line of Coco showing up, so I would like them to play on that a little bit, because, like, I don't know about you. I hope, like, how do I put this? I hope we're not, like, 5 hours into Kingdom Hearts 4 and Sora's already reunited with people. You know, I hope we get to feel the fact that he's dead, or at least separated from everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe some Disney worlds that sort of play on that could be a good way of doing that. As for Moana, You know, so for Moana, I hear people just talk about, oh, Destiny Islands, it lines up that way. Is there anything else with Moana that you think makes it like a really good fit for what's going on in Kingdom Hearts 4?
I feel like it in some sort of way. I know like there's the whole Destiny Island sort of like similarity, but I feel like it is sort of a good thing to bring up still, because obviously, you know, Sora's way away from home, and yeah, it would obviously be a very nice memorabilia as his journey like continues on in 4 with everything. Moana is a character who also wants to get off the island. So there's a lot of similarities that Moana as a character have with Sora and even Riku and even like Kairi. And I think the main beautiful thing about Moana could be not only like would it be just like fun as a world to play in from a gameplay aspect, but there's a lot of like I guess Polynesian like mythology going on in the film too. So the goddess of, I keep getting the names wrong, but I think the goddess of Tafiti, just sort of like saying the opening of the film, so this happens within like the first 5 minutes of the film, but the demigod Maui sort of steals the heart of the goddess of Tafiti, and she's basically like Mother Nature. And yeah, it's sort of, there's a big effect to that with her not being present, because the islands start to sort of deteriorate. So there's sort of, I guess, a missing link in a way with Tafiti sort of not really being Tafiti right now. That's all I'll say, because there's some other bits to it, but the first 5 minutes of the film anyway.
So that makes it an easy fit. One, in the sense that like, one, I can see Sora just like being on the beach and suddenly like that gives us an excuse to flash back to something in Destiny Islands, you know, maybe see a memory we've never seen before, or I could see that making him feel like he's home. So like it almost becomes a place of comfort for him. As for what you said, I feel like that just really plays into, you know, people's bodies being used for vessels, hearts being stolen. You know,
it would be a good fit. Yeah.
It'd be a good fit. And I know people really like the music from Moana. So,
the music would be stunning.
I was going to say, there's always a music mini game embedded in a Kingdom Hearts number title. So I wonder if that would be the world that maybe there'd be a musical number.
Possibly. I mean, yeah, I guess there's a few options for potential films, but that could be a good one. It'd be a very fun world, I think. It'd be a very, very fun world, I reckon, if they did Moana in 4 and they did it right. It could be very beachy, very reminiscent of Destiny Island, sort of like a stunning, maybe, is what like Pirates of the Caribbean was in 3, but obviously there's a bit more of a animation to it because it's Moana. Yeah, I think it could be a really, really good choice. So I definitely don't blame people when people really want Moana in it, because I'm like, yeah, I feel you. It makes sense.
Even without seeing the film, just the aesthetic alone kind of lines up. And again, I'd like to see how any of the three, be it Sora, Riku, Kairi, react to going to that world. Because I feel like you could do it either way, right? Like, you know, we were talking about prologues in the pre-roll. Maybe there's a Riku prologue in 4. Maybe there's a Kairi prologue. It'd be kind of interesting if Moana was like the Olympus of KH4.
Yeah. I was thinking that earlier, you know, because like Olympus Coliseum, I'd say, is like my favorite Disney world. And I love how like throughout the whole entire series, like the story is like really slow paced with Olympus Coliseum, and you sort of take your time and it feels like a home Disney world. So I do wonder if like that will still continue, or there'll be a new Disney property that will take Olympus's place, maybe. I don't know. I was really thinking about that earlier, just how good Olympus actually is.
It was, in my opinion, like the best way to start Kingdom Hearts 3, just because it carries such a sense of familiarity with it. You know, and I, you know, since we're on the topic, I do think we'll see Olympus in KH4, but it may only be in cutscenes, because obviously we have the whole thing going on with Donald and Goofy in the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer. So I do think we're going to see Olympus, because it has appeared in every numbered title, you know?
Yeah.
So I think there's a good chance of seeing it in 4. But again, going back to Moana for a second, that's just a world that I think also carries a lot of fun energy with it, you know, which is a big part of what the Disney worlds are supposed to bring to the table, is something that's a little more loose than what's going on in the main plot, you know, almost like a little bit of a break. Not that you need one, but that it's like, I feel like Disney worlds can only go two ways. It either has to be an integral part of the story, which it never quite has been. I feel like Disney villains and characters have, but the worlds themselves, like even in Kingdom Hearts 1, the world of Tarzan was pretty inconsequential. You know what I mean? But the villains like Maleficent and Jafar had a lot of skin in the game. Where was I going with that?
I feel like as well, like just before I forget it, with Moana as well, like Moana is sort of destined to do the quest that she's on. And I feel like that could really tie in with either Sora or either Master Zainal, even with the whole Child of Destiny storyline going on as well. Because Moana is literally on this quest to sort of save everything, basically. So I would love that too, really, where like the Disney worlds, there's sort of like, I don't know, just more going on than the actual original movie plot that sort of links with the Kingdom Hearts plot that sort of inspires the characters or motivates the characters in their path lines and stuff. And it would be cool if like whatever Disney world is going to be present for Kingdom Hearts 4, just, I guess, get Sora back on his feet in a way to start off with the saga. And there's just more, there's more going on to it than what some of the worlds have been previously. That would be really good.
Yeah, and I think even just going back to that Kingdom Hearts 1 formula where the villains from these worlds have some kind of skin in the game, you know, so it's not just Maleficent on the Disney side of things. And I think that's what we're going to see with Olympus in Kingdom Hearts 4, with Donald and Goofy talking to Hades. Maybe they make some sort of Faustian deal with him to get some information on Sora, and that kind of involves him in the plot. But we'll see. We'll see. I want to go to your wish list now. What was the what was your wish list pick?
My number one wish list pick is Brave. And I feel like a lot of people haven't seen this film or they don't talk about it. But that is my personal number one choice for four.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to be honest with me. Is it because you're a redhead?
No. That's
that has
what
nothing
got me to
do with it?
No. That's what got me to watch the film in the first place. But then I actually fell in love with the film for what it was. Mm-hmm. But that definitely led me to watch it in the first place. Like, no lie. No lie whatsoever. But the big thing with, like, Brave, though, is I could really waffle about this. Do you want me to just waffle about Brave for a second?
Faye, you are our guest. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Like, I'm going to sell everyone on Brave, right? Because it's literally my perfect, perfect pick. So, the biggest theme about Brave is the kind of like how with Coco, the theme is death. Like, the biggest theme with Brave is fate. That's its theme. That's its big, big theme.
We're off to a good start.
It's literally about changing your fate. So there's a lot that goes on. And Merida, the princess, who I feel like could be one, a very good party member, or two, a very good princess of heart.
Because I have seen Brave. It was a long time ago, but give me the moveset you think she would have. Because I know she was very capable.
Who, Merida? The moveset. Oh my god, like with her bow and arrow and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. That'd be insane, because like there could be like, I guess if reaction commands are coming back as well, like imagine like the reaction commands that her and Sora can have. It would be so good.
And now you have like a bow and arrow keyblade, or it's like a crossbow, the Brave keyblade. You could sell us on the Brave keyblade too.
Yeah, that'd be so good though. Like, you know, you got to have your aim, and like even like the whole atmosphere of Dunbrock, which is the place where everything is set. It's like set in like medieval Scotland, and I guess with like how graphics and stuff are today, it would just be such a different kind of world that we haven't really been in. And I guess the closest thing to that might be like Enchanted Dominion or something, but imagine like this like medieval Scottish castle world that you're in the castle, you're out the castle, you're in this like Mordu, like the evil bear, like you'd have this like insane like boss fight with him.
It's very heavy on like a fantasy element.
Yeah. You
know, where we haven't had a whole lot of that in Kingdom Hearts, even though I think it's very compatible with something like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think the energy of Brave and the atmosphere you talk about could not only be like a good fit, but like a breath of fresh air compared to other things. That's cool. You know, it's possible. I don't think that's too pie in the sky.
No.
I don't either,
but that's my wish list one for sure. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I just think with how the fate story happens and then it gets changed and then it gets changed again, it could sort of play, Sora could sort of play along with this, where obviously things are happening for Merida, but then things could obviously happen for Sora too. And then it does sort of alter the course of what's actually happening in the actual Kingdom Hearts story as well. You know,
I can't remember, were there any consequences for her at the end of the film for changing fate? Like, was there anything she had to sacrifice?
The first time, yeah, because her mum turns into a bear. Like, that's what happens, like, the first time. But then it does get sort of sorted and fixed at the end. Mm-hmm. But she does leave, the film does leave with Merida saying some sort of dialogue, which, I don't know, it's very much, it feels like Sora at the beginning of Kingdom Hearts 3 kind of dialogue. So okay. It could really do well, I reckon. But that's just my wish list one. That's just me.
And I think I definitely think it's possible.
Yeah.
I will say that. I don't know about you. For me, I think Wreck-It Ralph is a shoo-in. I think he's...
I want to know more about your Wreck-It Ralph thoughts for sure.
Gotcha. So one, like we saw how like big Wreck-It Ralph was in Union Cross. That's for one. Ancient Darknesses got trapped there, I believe. I might be misspeaking about that, but I'm pretty sure that's where Player trapped him.
Back. Oh?
You were blipping in and out, but you're back with us.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Two, you do get the Wreck-It Ralph summon after the Quadrata minigame in Toy Box.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do. Yeah.
Yeah. You are still blipping in and out on us a little bit.
Oh, no. I've got you very, very clear on my end.
But I think it should stabilize itself. You look better now.
Okay.
All right. So just to keep going on record, Ralph, I think he's just a shoo-in just because, again, big part of Union Cross. You get the record Ralph summon after the minigame in Quadratum. In Toy Box. And just like that he's a world about video games. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no way they haven't been like, okay, so this guy's a shoo-in. And like a big part of Ralph, like, are you familiar with the Wreck-It Ralph movie?
I did sort of like watch a summary earlier today, but I haven't seen the film in a while.
Okay,
but
so
I am familiar-ish with it, yeah.
Without getting too into detail, let's just say that a big part of that movie is people committing taboos, both like Ralph and the villain King Candy, in their own way, commit a taboo in the arcade, which causes trouble for everybody. So I also feel like that could fit in with Sora. So like for those reasons alone, I think it's coming. And then again, like it's a world based on video games. He's got to be in there. He's got to be in there.
It would be very fun. I think the thing that fascinates me the most with Wreck-It Ralph is Vanellope. Because I wonder, Princess of Heart, and like I do wonder if like her glitch is also something that could play a part on like the narrative a little bit. I'm not sure. Maybe.
No, you could work with that easy.
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like that'd be a great character for Shion to interact with.
Yeah. I agree. I see that. There's actually kind of a similar connection in the way to those two, I suppose, when you really like try and analyze it,
Like someone who was never meant to exist, you know?
This
is what I mean. Like Ralph is a Ralph, it's a layup. It would be a layup, Ralph in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be really good.
I think another one that I think is a shoo-in is Star Wars, just because of the trailer.
Oh, like, God, that trailer. That trailer is the reason I actually started watching Star Wars in the first place.
Really?
I never watched Star Wars before the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer ever. And then I watched that Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer. Everyone was saying Star Wars. And I was like, right, I've finally got to watch Star Wars now. If it's going to be in Kingdom Hearts, it'll make me watch it.
And it looks to me like Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, is what they're going to be doing. So I don't know how far along you are, how many you've seen.
Oh, I've watched the whole, at least all the movies. I've not watched any of the shows, but I've watched all the movies.
All right, yeah. So you're caught up. I think it's going to be Return of the Jedi. Just again, that's what it looks like when we look at the trailer. Also, just like Return of the Jedi, that's such Sora energy right now.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Like he's trying to make that triumphant return. Also, that lets you get Yoda involved. So I think it's a shoo-in again based on the trailer, and that, you know, Nomura said like he's a big Star Wars fan too. So I don't know. Just seems like a shoo-in for me. Do you have any sort of thoughts on that in particular?
Yeah, like kind of like, I mean, I know we talked about earlier about like, how we might see a return of like Olympus Coliseum, but I do wonder if like Star Wars potentially could be the new Olympus Coliseum. Because there's like so much to work with Star Wars. There's so much they could probably have a Star Wars world in Kingdom Hearts for every single game going forward, probably because of the amount of story and avenues they can take with it. So I don't know. Like it would be good to go back to space, because I know we went to like deep space in Birth by Sleep and stuff, but it'd be good to have. I don't know, because I don't know if we'd even get like gummy ships anymore or anything like that. So it would be kind of a cool thing if they did make it like, I guess, a new Olympus Coliseum, and it is the returning world. So much going on with the whole franchise. So I think it'd fit very well, to be honest. I do.
I also think it would totally capture the Kingdom Hearts energy of visiting other worlds, seeing other worlds. And then to be like in a universe like Star Wars, where the characters are like taking their ships, going from world to world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm personally a very big fan of the prequel trilogy. So I doubt that's going to happen.
The prequels are so much better than people give them credit for. The first one is a little rough for me.
The first one. No, I don't like the first one either. But the other two.
Two and three. Yeah.
Yeah. They're great.
They've aged very well. Because I remember when they first came out, it got a lot of crap. But these days, people seem to have an appreciation for them, which makes me happy. Because I don't know. I just think it's awesome stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm totally on the same wavelength. Phantom Menace, I'm like, oh my God, I can't. But like the other two, I love. I really love the other two a lot. But yeah, Star Wars would be really good, I think.
And it's kind of crazy. It looks like they're going to start with Episode 6. And again, like you can move backwards in time if you needed to or something, I suppose. But if they wanted to keep Star Wars around, it'll be interesting to see what they do if they're starting with Return of the Jedi. Like if
do you
they
know
move
what's
into
just
this...
made me...
Go ahead.
That's made me think. Like, you know how like in Birth by Sleep, right? Mm-hmm. And you go to Olympus Coliseum and you've actually gone back into the past. But that could be very interesting if they are going to start Return of the Jedi, because there could be another game in this whole Lost Master arc, maybe, where it is set in the past again, like Birth by Sleep was. Maybe it's with like Lorium and Elraina, and they actually go to like Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith era.
Ooh.
Maybe. So that could open doors for like a past, another timeline sort of past.
I do like that.
Backwards jump.
And I saw somebody in the chat said they want Yoda and Mickey to interact. That's Cheesecake, says they want Yoda and Mickey to interact. And now that's like an example of giving me something I didn't even know I wanted.
I want that so bad. I actually want that so bad too. That'd be just amazing.
Yeah, literally Mickey Mouse and Yoda. I'm about it. Two masters. And also like Keyblade lightsabers. That's such a layup. That's so... That'll just make everybody
so cool.
happy.
Like, look at us go today. Like, we're literally like, okay, bow Keyblade and now lightsaber Keyblade. It's like, potentially these future Keyblades could be really, really fun. Really cool.
Or imagine Roxas with a dual wielding Keyblade. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It writes itself. I will say my wish list, which is like very high in the sky, would be Spider-Man. Just because.
Really?
It's so perfect. Now, first, I'm going to lead with why it can never happen so I don't get anyone's hopes up. But because like Spider-Man has his contract with Sony, that means like Kingdom Hearts on PC or Xbox become a lot more difficult when it's a Sony-like property technically. So again, I don't think Spider-Man would be a good choice because it makes licensing very difficult. However, Peter Parker would be so perfect for Sora because I think he would ground him. He would ground him in a way because like Sora is on an adventure that not many people could relate to, right? Not a lot of us can relate to blipping out of existence for committing a nature taboo. There's not a lot about that anyone can relate to. However, the beauty of Peter Parker is he's a guy with superpowers, but those superpowers can't solve his very real world problems, right? He's got to pay rent. He works a dead end job. The girl he likes doesn't like him. She's in love with somebody else. His best friend Harry is like getting jealous and sort of is dating the girl he likes. Like he just has all these like very real world problems. You know, he's got a boss that's taking advantage of him. And on top of that, he has to be Spider-Man. So I think some sort of interaction with Sora in a way like that can ground him in something like that. Because again, in Sora's wacky adventure, he has the very real world problem of like, he doesn't get to be with the one he loves. And I feel like Peter Parker could sort of both empathize and sympathize with him on that. I don't know. Just again, living an extravagant life, but just having very real world issues. I just think like Peter Parker and Sora would be such a perfect match. So again, I don't think it's happening. I don't think it can happen, but it's what I want more than anything.
Oh, web-slinging Keyblade,
Faye, a web slinging Keyblade.
A web slinging. Yeah, no, I agree. I've had this conversation quite a few times lately with people in the community, and I don't know, I have some other faults when it comes to Marvel in general, but I've always said that if they ever do it, it has to be Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is perfect for Sora, like you said. Like, it really is a perfect match, and I think if it was Marvel, I'd want solely Spider-Man, in my own personal opinion, but like, I think it just would be.
There's one more I could do, because again, I can theorize all day, like Hulk World, Iron Man, Captain America, whatever it's got to be. But to me, other than Spider-Man, the only one I would want to see would be Thor. Because of all the Norse mythology, going to Asgard. He has a lot of Norse vibes in Kingdom Hearts, so I could see them making Thor work. So
but I never thought of that. Actually,
I actually don't think we're gonna see Marvel.
I don't think we are either. I think because of like, I don't know, if it's between Star Wars and Marvel, I think it's Star Wars 100%. And Star Wars is already, this is just obviously not my own personal opinion, but Star Wars is just so huge as it is, and it's like, would it be just too much if you put two huge franchises and sort of, you know, do other Disney like original stuff and the original Kingdom Hearts story with it as well? Like, it just, I fear with like, if they ever did Marvel, I do fear like it would be just overcrowded, because it's like, what character are you going to do? Like, are you going to focus on one, or are you actually going to bring the whole Avengers? And then is it going to get like, who's gonna, like, I don't know, like, what storyline could you go with? There's so many options. I'd rather the Incredibles, personally. I'd rather they just, if they did superhero.
I'm so about the Incredibles. I'm so about that. I think that would be amazing.
Me too. I'm like, if they're gonna do a superhero, like, I don't know. I'm team Incredibles rather than them doing Marvel, I think.
I think I like Incredibles so much because I think what they did that was so smart is, to me, it's like their superpowers also reflect their flaws and insecurities, right? So like, you have what's the little boy's name? Is it Jax?
Oh, Jack.
Jack.
The baby. So yeah, the baby.
Oh no, not the baby. Who's the son?
Oh, Dash. I think it's Dash.
He? He's like the hyperactive young boy, right? He can't sit still. Hyperactive young boy. Then you have the teenage girl, right? Oh, and she's invisible. She can't be seen. Then you have the mom, and what is mom? Oh, she's stretched in a million different directions at every time. And what's the dad? The dad is like super strong and masculine, but he also has a lot of rage. So it's like, I just love that idea that like the gift of your superpower is also your curse. Again, the teenage girl, invisible, young boy, hyperactive, all that. And I wonder if there's a way you could play that into Kingdom Hearts. You know,
possibly
like Sora could have a very personal journey learning that about the Incredibles. I don't know. I just, that's just one I could see them popping off on. I'm so about it.
It'd be so fun. Like it just, the stuff that happens in that story as well, when the world building, like the world of itself, when you actually play, I don't know, it would just be so immersive.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really, really good if they did that.
And the villain was pretty good too. I like the villain too, because the villain wanted to be a hero.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then like, maybe that could be related to Azora. Maybe.
Or we have to wait and see, right?
Yeah. Because there is a sort of deep story there of like Syndrome and how he became the villain. And I don't know. There could be a really nice link to a character perhaps. And Kingdom Hearts and Disney and stuff,
It'd be a cool boss fight too. Oh, you know how that could play into Yuzora? Because Yuzora steals powers, right?
Yeah,
isn't that kind of what Syndrome does?
I think so. Oh God, it's been ages now since I've actually seen The Incredibles now, but I think it's very similar at least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I feel like Kingdom Hearts 4 and just, I don't know, with the options of Disney Worlds that we haven't seen before and what Disney Worlds could be in this game and the story of where Kingdom Hearts 4 is now, it's actually such an exciting thing to think of because they really could do any of these movies in so many different ways. And I just, I hope they pick like a real good story. Good lineup. To do it all in.
What worlds do you think would return in Kingdom Hearts 4? Because it can't be all new worlds, right? Kingdom Hearts always has returning worlds. What worlds do you think we see again?
I was actually thinking about this today. There's two in particular I would bet that they would return. And they're both from 3. And I think a lot of people ain't going to like me saying this, but I think Arendelle is going to come back. I think. And then I think the second one that I personally think will come back is Toy Box.
I think Toy Box might be a shoo-in just because it had so many connections to Quadratum and so much foreshadowing. So I feel like that is probably the most likely. If it's not Arendelle, it'll be Rapunzel, Kingdom of Corona. But I think it might be Arendelle. Look, I think Arendelle had a lot of potential. You know, I don't think it was all bad. I talked a little bit about this on the last episode, but it's like the ice cavern was one of the best parts of any Disney World. Do you think if Arendelle came back, they might have a little more leniency? You think Pixar might, you know, be a little more laissez-faire now that they did it once?
Hopefully, because I feel like if they did it again, this is why I think they would do it again, because I think they would base it on the second film, because there's two films.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that, I guess this could be either Sora, but I would love, I don't know, in my own little head canon, I would love it if Kairi actually visited that world with Aqua, because Elsa and Anna go on like this quest together.
Mm.
And in the second film, like, Elsa basically discovers more and more of her power, and that could be like such a good inspiration for Kairi to discover her strength as a Keyblade wielder and Princess of Heart. And it'd be good for Kairi to actually interact with the princesses of heart as well. Yeah, I know. I know. I just think, I think if they go with the second movie, and I'm generally not the biggest Frozen fan. I definitely have other Disney favorite films for sure. Mm-hmm. But it kind of, it could be a good fit. The shoe could fit, basically. So I feel like, and plus Frozen, it's made so much money. It's so popular. Like if they want to do it again, it's a thing that could lean people in again. So yeah, I feel like it's got a good chance of returning.
Well, and I'll definitely give you this. I think if it does return, they'll probably stick to the script. Because that was something I noticed in Kingdom Hearts 3, is that if it was a like Princess World, you repeated the movie. But if it was like a non-Princess World, Nomura kind of got to play and shift things around. So I think Pixar might just be protective in that sense. Like, hey, if you're going to use our princesses, you got to stick to the script. So I think you may be right that if they do bring it back, you're probably going to see something aligned with Frozen 2. So, yeah, and I think, again, if not that, Rapunzel will be back. But I think you might have more to do with Anna and Elsa than you do Rapunzel.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I generally prefer Tangled to Frozen as movies. And I don't know, like, they could maybe take inspiration from the Rapunzel Disney TV series, maybe. But I guess we haven't really seen anything done like that before, though. So it's hard to also, you know, predict that they would do that. Whereas Frozen does have a whole second movie that made, like, a lot of money. So it's like, I don't know.
And we got to be honest, like, some of these Disney worlds are there to bring people in. You know, get people interested. What is this game where I can play in Anna's world? You know, I'm sure that brought a lot of people in for the first time. So I know people who, once they included Toy Story, they were like, okay, now I got to play the whole series, you know? So,
and now look, hold up, let him cook. Like, more people are playing Kingdom Hearts 3 now because of that meme. I've seen so many TikToks of people like set like on TikTok, they're like, oh, I played the moment. I'm now at the moment, this whole hold up, let him cook meme. Like, it's so funny. It's so,
which is so funny, because I feel like the that might be what the meme is, but the scene was actually like, we got to stop him from cooking. Like, you know, like Zaynard's cooking too much. Like, let me cook was actually kind of like what the meme is.
Oh, it's such a good, I love that moment so much in Kingdom Hearts 3. I absolutely love that moment with Woody. So it would be good if like any cat, because it's like Toy Box was done so well. Like, it
I
was
think so too. I really think so too.
Yeah. It was like its own story, and it's interesting as well, because I think it will also return, because we haven't seen all the Toy Story characters either. Like, we haven't seen Jessie. She weren't there.
Jessie, Bullseye, Slinky. Like, yeah, all the greats.
Yeah.
You know what's actually tripped me out? That I didn't even know. Shout out to Jashish. He let me know about this. In the Kingdom Hearts 3 credits, it's implied the toys made it back.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they all drop dead. Like, Andy's about to come to the door, and then they pan to the door, and then it cuts. So I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it was put there deliberately.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Do you think we see, because I see Ratatouille being with all the let him cooks in the chat. We got Ratatouille. do you think we get that cooking mini game back, or do you think that's going to be one and done?
Like, I hated the analog stick. And just, that one drives me crazy. I could never, ever, ever do that mini game. So I kind of hope not. But I like Ratatouille. So I would definitely not be opposed to seeing that again. It'd be charming. But yeah, that mini game drives me crazy.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about returning worlds, right? So in order for that to happen, to a degree, we're either exploring them as someone other than Sora, or at some point in the story, Sora is going to make it back.
Mm.
Although I suppose with Toy Box, you could do it like, the copy Toy Box is on our side of reality, and the Toy Box where like Jessie, Bullseye, and Slinky are could be an unreality. But yeah. I don't know, just a question on that, because I guess it's relevant to how these Disney worlds are explored. Do you think at some point in Kingdom Hearts 4, Sora makes it back to reality? Or do you think they're not going to let that happen so soon?
Why Coco's a good choice, because I feel like that sort of example with, you know, being able to see the living when you're dead essentially could be the opportunity for Sora to do that. But I'm on the fence of, like, I don't really want him to return home in 4, because it's only the first in this whole arc. So it would be interesting if it happens, because then it would be like, oh, what's actually going to happen next? But I think, I don't know, I'm on the fence that we don't get him home yet. And it would be interesting still, because obviously all the Disney worlds are in reality, right? Mm-hmm. So it is interesting to know, like, what Disney worlds they do pick for the world of fiction, because it's like, is it going to be one-time things? Are we never going to see him again once we're back into the world of reality? And would they be like just live action films, for example? Like, would they be like Spider-Man or Star Wars? Or it's really, I don't know, it's so up in the air, I guess, currently, until we find out a little bit more. But I hope he doesn't come back home, because it would be annoying, because as a fan, you know you're going to be waiting another like few years to get him back home, and it's going to be like, oh my god, I want to get him back home. But yeah, from a story point, it would be interesting if they didn't get him home.
Well, you bring up a really good point about, like, hey, these worlds we visit in Quadratum, are they just going to be one and done? Like, or yeah. Is Quadratum going to be like integrated into the more overall Kingdom Hearts universe, so that Quadratum just becomes a place that we go to, you know?
That's a really interesting thing to think about. Yeah. For now, it's just like this afterlife in a different realm entirely. So it's, yeah, it is interesting if they will actually merge together or not.
I usually wait till we hit an hour before I read the chat, but I saw something that tripped me out. They're like, yeah, Shadowflare said Sora meeting Andy in Unreality would be a trip. Like, imagine, because he's not toy-sized anymore. He's like full, like, that would be insane.
That would be nuts. That would be actually nuts, you know?
What a twist if Andy was made a party member.
No, because then, like, in Unreality, like, the toys would actually be toys, because we wouldn't be in this like world order where we are the toys in our reality. We'd actually are, I mean, like, we're human. We're in a very human like world in Quadratum as it seems currently. So yeah, I guess the chances of, in a way, could be more possible that we would see Andy more than we would see the toys, perhaps.
Yeah. And maybe we see Sid. Maybe maybe it goes the other direction. Or like, also like a Sid boss fight would be so cool.
That would be so random, but so good, because it's so out of the park. Like, that would be so good. That'd be so, so good. I'd actually, that'd be a vibe.
Were there any other Disney films you think have a shot of being in that we didn't talk about yet?
I also am holding out for maybe Princess and the Frog. Maybe.
Okay.
I guess, because, I don't know, I still think we're probably on this path where we need to figure out who the new 7 Princesses of Heart are. So.
Okay, then let's go on that for a minute. We have 4, right? We have Anna, Elsa, Rapunzel, Kyrie. Although, have they outright said Kyrie's going to be a 7th light now? That she's going to be a 7th Princess of Heart? I feel like it's just implied, but it hasn't been outright said.
I'm not 100% sure now from memory. I think it's very, she could still be at this point.
All right, so we got 3 slots open. We got Moana, Vanellope. Who's going to be that last one?
I think it's like, it's either Merida or it's Tiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about Tiana.
Tiana, I think that I honestly love Princess and the Frog. Like, I think it's such a beautiful film, and I think it's also very underrated. And Tiana's like such a strong character. Like, she wants her dream to come true so, so bad. And Sora could also have this determination to basically fix everything in the same way that Tiana wants her dreams to come true. But things just don't go the way Tiana wanted, because she ends up becoming a frog. And obviously Sora's stuck in, you know, unreality. So there's this journey that I guess both characters could go through together to... And then Tiana ends up falling in love and stuff. So it's... There's also that sort of subject that can... And then I guess there's a part of death that comes into it too, because one of the character dies. And if we're talking about the four, Kingdom Hearts of Four, and the theme of death, then yeah, there could be some stuff going on there. And the music would be so jazzy. It'd be so... Because obviously it's set in New Orleans. There's a lot of like jazz-influenced music within the film.
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
It would be absolutely amazing. Yeah. I think Prince and the Frog would be a very charming... And Dr... I can never pronounce his last name, but the villain in Princess and the Frog is generally one of my favorite Disney villains, and one of like the better ones out of the newer films, that I think he's very underrated. So seeing him, because he's obviously a witch doctor, and there's a lot of voodoo, and he works with the dead. So there's also that link, probably the most strongly, with the villain of Princess and the Frog and Sora's journey, and the sort of connection with the voodoo and all that together would be pretty relatable, I think.
I could see it working just based on the little description you gave. I mean, you had me at the soundtrack. You had me at jazzy soundtrack. I was like, okay, that works for me. What do you think about people talking about a live action Maleficent?
Oh God.
that's pie in the sky for me, I guess. Yeah. That's pie in the sky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe I need to watch the film again, but when I first watched Maleficent, like the live action, I wasn't immediately a fan of it. But I might need to watch it again, because it's been a really long time since I've seen it.
The live actions are tough. I've had a tough time with a lot of the live actions.
Me too.
I won't lie, like live action Lion King. That one hurt.
I haven't even seen. I don't even know if I even want to watch that one, in all honesty. Like, I haven't even seen it. The only live action I've really actually enjoyed so far is Cruella. But I have the rest of them. I'm just... Some of them are cool, but they're not... I don't know. They're not... I haven't seen a lot of them. I've only really seen maybe three of them. But
I liked Jungle Book. That live action was pretty good.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen Jungle Book. I'm
trying to think with other ones I've seen. I think that's the only one I've really seen.
I think the only other one I've seen, apart from Cruella Maleficent, is Aladdin. That's the only one I've
seen. How was that one? How was going back to Agrabah?
I didn't mind it. Like, I think it was fun. Like, I think for what it was, I don't think they really could have done more with it, really. So,
how did Will Smith do? Because Robin Williams as Genie's got to be the toughest one to replace. How did Will do?
My personal opinion is Will did good, because he wasn't trying to be like Robin Williams. He was trying to be Will Smith doing the Genie. So
that's the best he could do.
It works in that sense. So I think he was a good choice. Like, obviously he's never going to replace Robin Williams, but he still has that charisma to pull off a character like that still. So yeah, I think he did all right, to be honest.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. I stayed away from that one, but maybe I've heard decent things. Like, that's one of the ones I've heard better things about.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's Aladdin. I wouldn't say it's that bad.
I saw somebody, it was DJ Ghoul, talk about a live action Alice in Wonderland. Something else that's come up recently. I think they would do, and that would be a great one to return, Because it's one that was like in the sort of like Toon world, and then you're going to make like a live action version of it.
Yeah.
I could see them doing such a good job with that one.
I think if they had to pick one Disney live action movie to do, then I think Alice in Wonderland is a real good shout for it. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I could see it playing out that way. It'd just be interesting to see what they do. Because again, they have so many options, like beyond even the ones we've talked about today. Like I know they could, like I thought of this the other day, like they could do an Indiana Jones world if they wanted.
Oh my God. Yeah. They know? Could technically, yeah. Oh my goodness. They could even do, like, I guess, could they do Avatar? James Cameron's Avatar?
I think so.
Hold on. I believe they could.
I'll double check that, but I actually think, let's see. Yeah, because it was 20th Century Fox, and Disney bought 20th Century Fox. Yeah, no. Wow. That could
Pandora.
Be intense.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, that just got me spinning. Yeah, that's what I mean, too. Is like, there's so many of that, too. Like, Disney owns so much compared to 2000 freaking 2 that, like, it's been completely blown open what the possibilities could be, especially if you're going to rope in live action. Oh, I could see them doing X-Men. That might be really good.
X-Men would probably be better than, like, Avengers, perhaps.
Way better.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a lot better because it's the same sort of group in the same sort of direction. So,
and I like too that like, and this is what I really liked about X-Men is like people who got superpowers, like it wasn't like, oh, how do I put it? There wasn't this. So like, I see you got Midoriya in the back. I'm a big My Hero Academia fan, but I prefer the direction of like having a quirk is a curse, not a gift. So like in X-Men, everyone who manifests powers is like some kind of freak or they're destructive. Like they have to be sent away to go to Professor Charles Xavier's house. And I think there could be something good there with Sora where it's like, hey, that Keyblade is not just a gift. It's a curse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a real different avenue to go down with like Kingdom Hearts story for sure. Cause yeah, it's like what is like the consequences of, you know, wielding a keyblade as such?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, just kind of playing on that idea that power isn't always a gift. It can just as easily be a curse. But yeah, I mean that's a tough one though, because I know like I feel like they haven't done a lot with the X-Men brand in a long time.
Yeah, it has been a minute. It is cool to know, though, like with the new Deadpool movie, that Hugh Jackman's going to be wearing like the yellow Wolverine.
The classic.
Costume.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. That's going to be so, so good. I can't wait for that.
Can you imagine a Deadpool Master of Masters crossover?
Oh my God. Like, why does that actually sound like almost perfect, though, at the same time? Oh my God. No, that would be crazy. That'd be actually crazy.
Oh,
it'd be cool to like have like the boss. I don't know, like what I feel like maybe Princess and the Frog with like the villain there might be the best bet, but like what if the Master of Masters is to sort of like interact again with Kingdom Hearts 4 and maybe like show up in the sort of ways that the villains do in the game is in certain aspects of Disney Worlds. It's like what Disney World would fit with the Master of Masters to just
that's a good one. I would say Hercules. Yeah. Call me crazy.
Really? I don't blame you, though. I don't blame you.
Which we talked about that a little bit. You think we see that one again? You think we'll always have Olympus?
I think we could. I think I'm more confident in saying yeah because of like the trailer and also Dark Road.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if those two things weren't there, I'd probably be not so confident, but I don't know, maybe maybe it's like what we mentioned earlier. Maybe it could be even like Star Wars. That could be the new Olympus Coliseum, perhaps. So I don't know. I'd want to, because Olympus is generally my favorite Disney world in Kingdom Hearts. So I would want to. But they have also done the movie story now, that concluded in 3. So it is interesting what they would do from a story perspective if they do keep it. I'd be very, very interested to see what happens there.
Well, like you said, the movie sort of plots ran their course, so I almost feel like Nomura has free reign now. You know, maybe he can draw on some things from the cartoon, because I remember watching the cartoon growing up was really good.
I remember the cast. I remember watching it, but I don't remember if that makes
there's
sense.
There's not like many moments that stand out, but I do remember watching it. I could just see them really working with Olympus. I mean, between seeing it in the 4 trailer and it being like the first scene in Remind with Lushu and Luke Sword.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
I feel like there's a heavy insistence on it.
And like the music is so iconic for Olympus Coliseum. Mm-hmm. It would feel strange for a main number title to not have Olympus Coliseum. It would, but it would be...
Imagine you got it at the end this time.
Oh my God, that'd be good.
Like that was Sora's homecoming. He comes back and like maybe he manifests in Olympus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that could be cool. Like, that's the first world he's got to go to when he comes back for some reason.
That would be really good. It's like coming home, but then there's like that home Disney world for Sora as well, which probably is Olympus Coliseum at this point. So yeah, that'd be really, really good.
What are the chances that we see one of those like more ridiculous suggestions that are possible because they're technically owned by Disney, like chances of a Simpsons world, a King of the Hill world? Like, they could do it if they wanted to.
I thought you were gonna say the Muppets then.
Muppets too. Reason.
Yeah, it could. Like, it could even be like, I don't know, Sora's in Quajotum, and like, I'm just thinking of like the parks, for example, because I remember there used to be like a Muppets like 3D show thing that happens in one of the parks. Maybe it's just you walk past a shopping Quajotum or a billboard and you just see the Muppets just being the Muppets. I don't know.
You know, that's actually something I would like to see, though, is that like both with say Disney and Square, that the world is sort of just populated with their stuff. Like, yeah, maybe there isn't a full-on kind of like how they did in Kingdom Hearts 1 with the Dalmatians. Like, there wasn't a Dalmatian world, but they were just, like, among Traverse Town. It would be cool, like, you're walking in Quadrano, you just see a Muppets billboard, and, like, you don't really need to add much more than that, but if you just have all these sort of, like, Easter eggs scattered around where the world is populated by these properties, I think that could be cool.
Do you know what my dream is? Okay, this is really, 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 like, probably not going to happen, but this is probably my dream. Speaking of, like, billboards... I would absolutely love it if there was a billboard of Powerline from Goofy Movie, and there's like a chance that we could see Max, maybe, because he's like a Disney original character we've not met yet. Mm-hmm. But just imagine just seeing Powerline. Like, Goofy Movie is so underrated. I'd love that so
amazing.
Much.
Amazing. Goofy Movie is like, it still holds up to this day. You could still watch it now. It's funny. It's charming. So good. The only scene still sticks with me. The freaking, like, the hot tub scene between Goofy and Pete.
Oh, my God.
Where Pete starts to kind of tell him, that, like, sowing that distrust between him and his son.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It only sticks with me. I would like to see our Goofy in Kingdom Hearts start to, like, embody the Goofy from those movies a little more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think it would be good for them to start doing a little bit more stuff with Goofy that way, actually, as well. So
instead of just leaving him like constantly goofy, constantly uplifting, it's like, no, give me a little bit of that. Like, Bill Farmer could do it. Give me a little bit of that Goofy that's like talk like those trust like again, just like I'm drawn to the scene where Pete sows the distrust between him and his son, and like he just gets really quiet and almost like a little like stoic and somber. And it's like, yo, hearing Goofy be like a little broken, like it hurts in a unique way.
Yeah, like there's so much things that happen with like the Disney original like movies when Goofy's quite a main character in them, and you see like, I think, because I always watch Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas every year. Like, I love that movie. And, like, there's a real moment with him and Max where he just, he just really goes into this deep, almost, I don't want to say given up sort of phase, but it's almost like that in a way. He gets really, like, deep in that. And it's like, yeah, like, Goofy has that range, but it's only, we only see so much of his character like that in Kingdom Hearts, but we could see more of that. And you're right, Bill Farmer could do it. So that would be great to see.
Yeah, and again, I wonder how Kingdom Hearts 4 is going to affect them. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a little Disney World theory for you. What if that scene we saw at the end of the KH4 trailer with Donald and Goofy and that might be Hades, what if they're looking to strike some sort of deal with him that sends them to Quadratum? But like, because that's what Hades is about, right? Hades is always about striking deals, making deals, where he has the upper hand at the end of it all, where it's like, okay, they strike this deal, but to send Donald and Goofy to Quadratum, and they don't tell Sora that the consequence is that when Sora comes home, like, now Hades, like, has Donald and Goofy prisoner, or something like that.
Make
that sort of Faustian deal. And that could be a great way to get like the Disney worlds involved in the plot.
There has to be like, definitely. Because if Donald and Goofy just like managed to just go to Quadratum, like, there's got to be like some consequence to that. Mm-hmm. So, I honestly think we're not going to have a Sora, Donald and Goofy game though before. I feel like Strelitzia here probably is going to be the party member, and maybe Donald and Goofy are partying with Kyrie, or maybe I don't know if Riku eventually, I don't know, but
really don't know. I almost wonder if, and this is really based on sort of the secret movie from KH3, if it's going to work where it's like Riku is going to be tailed by Yozora and maybe even team up with Yozora. And I actually think there's a chance Sora is going to be like followed by the Master and have to team up with the Master. And Master's just going to play dumb. And like, we, the audience, are going to be like, Sora, that's him. It's him.
Yeah.
And Sora's going to have no idea. They're both going to be being goofy together. Like, you know, the Master has like a goofy side of him. And like, Sora's not even going to be realizing that like he's clowning around with the demon himself. And it puts us, the audience, in this weird place where it's like, we have the context, we know, but they just almost have like, he has no idea. I don't know. I could see it really playing out that way.
No, definitely. Oh, I'm so excited to see the Master of Masters again as a character. He's so fascinating.
I want to see him interact with Maleficent.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. And I think like, I don't know if Enchanted Dominion could come back maybe, but like, I want so much more of her again. Like,
I think she's getting the box since we're on Disney of it all. I think she's getting that box.
I agree. I think if anyone's getting the box, it's her.
That's her box.
She's getting it. Yeah. And then that's when more chaos is probably going to unfold, and then that's more problems to solve as Sora and the gang. Because and the Master of Masters is then going to want all these problems to be solved. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just create this whole chapter after chapter. She's getting the box.
She has to. I want to talk a little bit more about Maleficent, but Andy Brew did just raid us on Twitch and puts in hashtag make Maleficent a threat again. I'm all about it. I think that would be so much fun. And I think I always like it in a story, not necessarily when there's multiple bad guys, but when there's like multiple factions of villains kind of playing in at once. Cause like, I almost feel like it's better when there's multiple threats. Cause then think about it, right? Like, you could have a world where, say, Maleficent did get the black box, and now like you know, Kyrie and Roxas and maybe some of those people on the, and Aqua and people on that side of reality have to contend with Maleficent and reality, while like Sora, yeah, Strelitzia, Riku, they're dealing with the Master and the Foretellers, or if they cross over on in unreality. I don't know. I just really would like to see Maleficent get the upper hand again, because
yeah,
I just think it would be great if you just had a faction of like the Master over here, Maleficent over there, yeah, and here we are caught between them.
And then eventually, like, it could even just collide eventually. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's like this thing where there's like, you, like you said, something's going on in the world of fiction, something's going on in reality. And then there's obviously you've got like the Nameless Star who's in like the final world, for example. And then you've got like Azora who isn't really Azora, but there's something really strange going on there. Like, because mm-hmm. then he could maybe even get in reality, perhaps, you know, and he's. There's, yeah, I've got, I don't know, my I've got a little sort of theory where I think like one of the key things I feel like will end up happening in the whole arc is the reunion of the Nameless Star and Azora.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're kind of the key to whatever this whole sort of like storyline we're going into with the arc, because I think as long as they're separated as well, I think it would just, it could cause paradoxes, I suppose.
Well, think about it like this too, right? Like, imagine Nameless Star is in the final world, but she repopulates, like in Radiant Garden or something, and Azora finds out that's where she is, and Azora finds out Sora's trying to get back there. You've now created a situation where Sora and Azora work together because they're trying yeah. to get to the same place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could see it playing out that way. I could.
Yeah. It's just so interesting because I don't know. There's so many Disney worlds, and there's so many. It's not even just like the main movies. Like obviously we mentioned Goofy Movie earlier, but I think about just even like some of the TV stuff they've done, like mm-hmm. Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure, or some even the Disney sequels, like Cinderella's one, A Twist in Time, is really interesting what happens there, because it changed everything, and then it changed everything back. So it's, they could really do so much with any Disney world and the Kingdom Hearts story. They could go anywhere with it. It's really such a fascinating thing in my mind. I love it.
Well, again, like we kind of been over it, but it's like they have access to so many IPs and story that it's like it's a bottomless pit of things they could do. And I just, you know, we all can see some things coming, right? Like we discussed on today's episode, we can see how Wreck-It Ralph is going to come. We can see how Frozen's going to work its way back in. You know, we can see how Moana's a perfect fit. But I really want them to pull a fast one on us. Like for just yeah. one of the worlds where it's like, again, like you did King of the Hill, like why? Or Futurama yeah. or something they now have yeah. access to. So like,
Could it even be Final Fantasy though?
I don't think we get a Final Fantasy world, because I think part of what lets them do what they want with the Final Fantasy characters is like, so like the Cloud Tifa Sephiroth that we have interacting is like, it's not the same Cloud Tifa Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII, you know, like it's a unique
yeah, of course.
Adaptation of them. But for all we know, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. You know?
We could end up going to Gaia in FF7.
Yeah.
Midgar world. I think we get more Final Fantasy in 4 than we had in 3. I don't think we're going to get that much.
No. Because
I think any creative freedom Square has, they're going to want to put that stock into the Kingdom Hearts characters.
Oh, yeah. No, you absolutely. Know? Absolutely, yeah. But I agree with what you're saying. Like, I do think it would be cool if, like, they did have, like, that out there. Huh? We're going here as a world? That maybe it's, like, maybe it's one of the older Disney movies. Like, I would personally love Atlantis so much as a Disney world. I would love that so much. And I know, like, Treasure Planet has been talked about a few times as well. Like, it'd be cool if they even did pull one of the older movies that hasn't been a thing yet and that made it. Because in my head, I'm thinking they're going to focus on the modern mm-hmm. properties. But there's still so many that they haven't done yet.
Yeah, it's more like another like ultimate pie in the sky will never happen would be like Prince of Egypt.
Oh my god.
Such a banger of a film. I don't know. There's still songs on that soundtrack I'll listen to today.
That's such a throwback film. I love that.
Yeah, but it goes to your point though. They're like, they have all this stock and throwback films they could do. But I just want one. Give me one where I'm like, one. I can't believe you chose that.
Yeah, that would be so good. It'd just be so out of the park. And you've got all the rest of the choices, which are probably more likely going to be modern mm-hmm. properties. And then you've just got this one. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. We're here. Okay, I'm on the ride. We're here. Let's have fun with this world.
Yeah, somehow we made it. Somehow we made it that far. It's crazy.
Yeah. Even if it was like, I don't know, like Robin Hood or something, or I don't know, a real classic film. Or
well, I'm down for them to bring Steamboat Willie back.
Yeah, you know, I am as well, River. Actually. Yeah. The very like old Disney, like vintage sort of like cartoons mm-hmm. with like, you know, the faces at the front and that sort of style. Like, I don't know why I was thinking of House of Mouse in for a second. It probably would never happen, but I just had like a little memory in my head of House of Mouse for a mm-hmm. second. And I was like, I used to love just the whole interaction of everyone.
I'm glad you brought that up because I actually feel like, do you think House of Mouse is the end game? You know what I mean? Do you think like that's where we're headed, where all the worlds are one again? Because I remember I saw that meme spread out once that was like, Kingdom Hearts becomes even more mind-blowing when you realize all the worlds really were once one, and it just shows House of Mouse. We're like, they were all at dinner parties together. Like, you had the Aladdin table, and then you had the Hercules table. And it's like, is that the epilogue that we get to a point where all the Disney worlds and all the Kingdom Hearts worlds are one again? And, you know, you could have your big banquet where everybody's there. I don't know. I just think that would be so cool.
And you just have the literally like Sora and the gang like literally come into the House of Mouse and everyone's just having a good time. That'd be so cute. That'd actually be so cute.
I messed up. Prince of Egypt is a DreamWorks property. I seem to have gotten that wrong.
I thought when you said that, I thought you was like thinking of like a film that would probably never happen because it's not Disney.
I mean, look, if we were gonna go DreamWorks, I'd want the Shrek world.
Oh god,
now
absolutely.
Now we're really out there now. Yeah. But wouldn't that be something?
Shrek would be insane. Shrek would be actually insane. It'd be really fun. But
which is funny, right? Because the movie Shrek has Kingdom Hearts energy, right?
You have all these crossovers
of all these different fairy tales.
Yeah, it'd be very fun. I remember this PS2 game I had of Shrek, and that was a ride.
Based on the first movie or the second?
It was based on the second, I think. I think it was based on the second. But yeah, it was really fun. So just thinking about that, I'm like, yeah, Shrek would be just so good.
It'd be insane.
No brainer.
It'd be insane, but who knows? Maybe by Kingdom Hearts 7, Disney has bought out DreamWorks. And that's possible. Who knows? Yeah, okay. Michael over on Twitch is suggesting Bambi and Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, we haven't spoken about Emperor's New Groove.
I would love Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, same. Underrated gem, that movie.
I have to read this chat. Speaking as Donkey, I like that Keyblade. That is a nice Keyblade.
Oh, that's so good.
Bubble Charming says, yo, that Shrek 2 game was so fun. Like, you got like a cult following for the Shrek 2 game out here.
It was a good game. It was a good game.
Oh, that's something I want to ask you about. Cheesecake dropping this. What do you think of seeing Oswald in Quadratum?
Yes, all for it.
Right?
All for it.
Imagine a Mickey versus Oswald battle.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh my god, it would be just like replica Riku, like, I'm the real one.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be so good. That'd be so good. Mickey kind of needs a little redemption arc because of Aqua. So Mickey actually generally, like, I know we were saying this in the pre-roll, how it was obviously at the end of Melody of Memory that Mickey's going to be taking this adventure to Skala or Kylum. Who knows? He could be in Khor Jotun by the end of it. And yeah, he could be facing with Oswald. That'd be absolutely great.
Call me crazy. And I've brought this up before, but I can never make sense of it. Do you remember in Union Cross where Mickey randomly showed up?
Can't say I remember that.
I'm going to double check myself. Make sure I wasn't dreaming this.
Mickey can just, like, even like in 0.2 when Mickey is there too, like Mickey could probably easily also get to Khor Jotun if he wanted to, I reckon.
Yeah. I'm sure he knows how. Can someone in the chat check me? Can someone check me? Did Mickey appear in Union Cross at any time? I could have sworn there was this like thrown away scene where Mickey showed up. And I'm wondering if, like we were just talking about, End of Melody of Memory, Mickey is getting sent to Skala. I wonder if he got caught in some time warp. Am I crazy? Yeah, no, I'm getting some yeses. I'm getting a lot. Okay, I'm getting some yeses. I'm not crazy. Maybe Mickey showing up is technically happened. Maybe that technically happened after Melody of Memory. And on his way there, he got caught in some time warp.
I'm waiting for your fact check.
No, they're all saying yes.
Yes.
He's there with Chip and Dale. Donald and Goofy did too. Yeah, he did early on in the story. There was a part where he goes off on his own, and we don't know what he does in Daybreak Town. Yeah, because there's no modern-day Daybreak Town. So I wonder if, like, in him trying to get to Skala, he got caught in, like, a time loop that sent him, like, back in time. I don't know. Because, like, if he technically was at Union Cross in the past, I feel like he would have brought it up.
I don't know, you know, no, Mickey can be sus, you know.
This is true. He did leave out. This is true.
Yeah, Mickey can be sus, you know. So I reckon that could be a thing. Mickey just might reveal more and more secrets. Because Yen Sid's also just a sus. And being the Sorcerer's Apprentice, like, Mickey might...
Also, like, just speaking of more Disney characters, Fairy Godmother? Okay, can somebody explain to me why she knew... who the nameless star was.
Oh, I know.
How to get there.
Yeah. How did she know all of this? Huh? Why?
Why? Yeah. You know, and she's like, oh, Master Yen Sid sent me. And it's like, yeah, well, what did you guys talk about before you were sent here? Because this is getting crazy. Yeah.
And does Merlin know as well? Like, are the three of you and then Mickey? Like,
I have this. Here we go. I get one an episode. Tinfoil hat, Kingdom Hearts theory. I think Merlin was actually hiding Kairi and Axel in Kingdom Hearts 3. Yes, it was their training, but I think he was hiding them to keep them away from the organization, right? Because Xehanort had a lot vested in Kairi. Like, this is something I learned recently, but he technically didn't kill Kairi in Kingdom Hearts 3. He crystallized her and was saving her as a backup. So I wonder if Merlin putting Axel, former organization member, and Kairi, someone who Xehanort had that vested interest in, if putting them in that like time-locked training space was actually more about hiding them out than training them.
That would probably make a lot of sense as well, because like we never really saw them like get training. So
right, they're obviously, almost like left among themselves.
Yeah, they obviously, I guess, did get it, but obviously we never saw it. So it's like, how much did they really learn? And if they, obviously Kairi knows herself that she needs more to go to Khor Jotun and stuff. So yeah, maybe Merlin was just being really more protective rather than...
Yeah, because think about it. Every the organization members, part of their jobs... was to tail the new Seven Lights, right? Like Larxene, her job was to watch Elsa, Marluxia, her job was to watch Rapunzel. So it kind of makes you wonder, like, if Kairi was really, like, kind of let out in the open, would they have sent somebody to follow her around? You know?
Yeah, because they were after the princesses, particularly in 3, so that does make sense.
That's something I want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4 more, is, you know... I wouldn't be in favor of cutting back on Disney Worlds, if that time was reinvested into Yen Sid, Fairy Godmother, Merlin, Mickey, Donald, Goofy, if we had the like Disney influence more heavily reliant on these characters who would like have skin in the game, and maybe you just cut out one Disney World, again, not necessarily advocating for less Disney, but just putting more Disney weight on those characters, I think that would be a great move.
Yeah, I agree. They've already said as well, like, they're not going to have as many Disney Worlds as well with four. So that would be really good because, yeah, like, obviously, Fairy Godmother now, I mean, obviously, she's been involved a few times, but her part in this now is, it's kind of really huge, really, because it's like, how, she's the link that's got, you know, Riku to Quadratum, so it's like, yeah, we do need more moments with these Disney characters, and we don't, you're right, we don't actually need a Disney world necessarily to play in and have a story go that way when there's a lot of foundation with characters at the moment that we can just, maybe it's a Quadratum version of like Radiant Garden or something, and we're there, and maybe we're interacting with the Disney characters there, because maybe Fairy Godmother, Yen Sid, and Merlin could maybe be able to go in between the worlds or something. I don't know. But at the same time, Fairy Godmother did say she couldn't change the name of the star back into her form or something. She did say something like that in Melody and Memory. So maybe they can't, or maybe they can communicate still. I'm not sure, but it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. I don't think Sora talked to anyone about the Nameless Star. So to me, like, that is such a conundrum of like, how did they know this? And this is why I think the only way this all makes sense is if that book on Yen Sid's desk is a book of prophecies.
Yeah.
It's the only way any of this makes sense to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they all three of them, like, especially after Melody Memory and you saw what Fairy Godmother did, like, those three definitely, like, know more. And so does Mickey. And so does Mickey, for sure. They all know more what's going on than the rest of the characters.
More than they let on.
Yeah. I 100% believe that.
Yeah, I'm seeing people in the chat say Mickey has so much, knows more than he lets on energy. Crystal Phoenix says Maleficent, Yen Sid, Fairy Godmother. Is that Flora, Fauna, Meriwether, Merlin, Donald, Goofy, Hades? They need more screen time and importance. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's what the direction they're going in. When you look at the end of the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer, you know, and you have, again, Donald, Goofy, Hades. And I love Hades. I think Hades is fantastic. You know?
Yeah, so do I.
So any excuse to use him more, I'm all for.
No, me too. I would say Hades is probably my favorite Disney villain. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you completely. Any excuse to use him, I'm like, yep, let's see more.
I will say one world, since we are coming up, we're at like an hour and a half here. One world that like I want to see, don't think we'll ever see again. I would love if Lion King came back, because there's such a good lion and king motif with Sora now. You know?
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Oh, that would be a good choice. That would be a good choice to see that again.
Speaking of which, since we are up on an hour and a half now, is there any other Disney worlds that sort of come to mind?
I was thinking about that. I'm trying to think of, like, I could think of more newer ones still, but I kind of want to think of some older ones. I know I mentioned Atlantis, and I would still love to see that deep down. But I guess, I don't know, maybe not that I can think of right now, at least. I don't know about yourself.
I'm thinking of like older ones. Man. There's some unorthodox ones. Like one thing that I can think would work well in Quadratum is, what is it called? Billy Joel is the dog.
Oliver and Company.
Oliver and Company. That would be Oliver so good. Like, imagine they were just in Quadratum. Like, they don't even need their own world. They're just in Quadratum.
Yeah, they're just in Quadratum. That would be so fitting. Yeah. That would be so, so fitting. I would love that a lot.
Yeah, I think that could be a really good one. I'm trying to think, because there are a lot. We mentioned, like, Oswald. I don't know. I think we've covered quite a lot. We talked about a lot of possibilities. I'm trying to think of maybe some of the more unorthodox ones.
Yeah, because I could easily think of like newer ones like Encanto or Soul, and they'd still be really, really good for sure. But I don't know. Like, I think maybe it's just, I don't know, because we grew up with the games and stuff. Like, it would be cool to see something like Black Cauldron, completely, absolutely unorthodox.
I've seen, like, some people throw Black Cauldron in there.
Yeah, that's such a good movie. I don't think that's probably the one out of the ones I think we've talked about that I probably see the least happening. Mm-hmm. But it would just be so good though at the same time. It's so dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dark.
Crystal Phoenix recommends Sword in the Stone. Get those Excalibur Keyblade vibes. I would love an Excalibur Keyblade.
Yeah.
I'd be
it would be it. Kind of good though, because obviously we have Merlin in our world,
mm-hmm.
but we've never interacted with Arthur or Archimedes or anything. So if that story did take place in Quadratum, it wouldn't feel as, I guess, random maybe, because
yeah,
it'd be happening in maybe Merlin's character in like reality is sort of different than mm-hmm. the Sword in the Stone storyline, perhaps. I mean, he is a grand wizard, so yeah, that'd be cool. I love the old classic Disney movies as well. I always thought that maybe, like, you know, like the Dalmatians, for example, it would be so cool if, like, I don't know, they did a whole Finding Your Puppy thing again, but maybe mm-hmm. they did it with like the Aristocats, maybe. And there's only like three little ones, but it still could be a little something, because that's so cool in Kingdom Hearts 1 when mm-hmm. they do that.
Yeah, and so that's just what cool, I want to see more of, that the world is sort of like decorated with all these properties. You know, they don't all need their own world, but you can place them around in places that they fit.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to see a little more of that. But yeah, again, it's an hour and a half. Is there anything else that comes to mind quick before we wrap up today?
It's like hot fire. Not that I can actually think of currently, but I bet as soon as we're done, something's going to pop to my mind. I'll be like, oh my God, we never thought of that.
Oh, the Finding Nemo world. How could we? Playing on
Dory.
Yo, Dory.
Finding Nemo.
Dory with her like memory problem would be so good thematically.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Dory's a great character.
Okay, I've decided I want Shion to have Dory as a pet fish in whatever room she's staying in Twilight Town.
Yeah, that'd be so. Yeah, like even just you're by an aquarium and you see the Finding Nemo characters in the aquarium. That'd be so cool.
Yeah,
that'd be so cool.
I would take it. But yeah, on that note, looks like it is time to wrap up here. But Faye, before we do, can you let the people know what you have going on, where they could find you, what's due up, you know, on schedule for you and your streams? Just yeah. Let them know.
Perfect. All right. So, guys, hi. you can find me on Twitch at Faelitzia. We're currently going through the whole Kingdom Hearts series again. We're starting with one, doing the whole thing release order, playing them on the hardest difficulties. So it'll be a laugh. I welcome everyone to join us. And I do have a YouTube as well. Got some YouTube videos coming for Kingdom Hearts soon, and we do some Final Fantasy stuff there as well. And yeah, you'll also see me at Reconnect. If anyone is going Reconnect, I will be attending, and I'm really excited for that.
That is true. We do have a lot going on with Reconnect. You know what? I blew such a good transition right there, Faye. I really messed up. I blew such a good transition.
What did you do?
Instead of just like yapping, I should have just gone right into the Reconnect ad. But instead I talked over it. So we're going to do the Reconnect ad, then we'll come back to say our goodbyes.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Figure I'll let you know, ad's over. So we're back on screen now. Yeah, guys, I've dropped Faye's link to her Twitch in the chat. Her YouTube is connected on the episode title and in the description. You also, your playthroughs on YouTube have been very fun to watch because I can't always catch your streams. But then when I see you're putting up all these playthroughs of FF7 and everything, it's just so much fun to watch, especially your reactions. Man. So guys, make sure you're giving Faye a follow. If you're hanging out on Twitch, we're going to raid Kiora. She's playing some Kingdom Hearts. It's only appropriate. But again, thank you everybody for hanging out. Thank you to the Sages. And thank you, Faye, for jumping in the lodge.
Thank you for having me, Landy. See you everyone.
Of course. Take care.